I know pet grooming. But for small business insurance, I need my State Farm agent. They're small business owners too, so they know how to help you best. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call your local State Farm agent for a quote today.
This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
From the Capitol to the massive ball field to the Metro Dome to third world countries, this man of God has preached the gospel, and God has used him, and he will emphasize that part. God has used him to bring thousands to Christ. He's an evangelist. He loves Jesus. He's been a friend of mine forever. He is Frank Shelton, pastor evangelist Frank Shelton. God bless you, brother. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're gonna tell everyone where we are in a second, but are we actually sitting here? Is this actually happening, man?
It's happening. First of all, Stu, thank you for your ministry. Thank you for your friendship. And man, we're at the Man Up Conference in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and it's been awesome.
Isn't this great? You've been preaching. You're gonna preach tonight, and just really challenging these men. What are you gonna challenge on tonight? Give us a little foretaste.
Well, so Paul and Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, 9 verses, God is bragging on them for serving the Savior and sticking with the stuff. 9 verses go to Paul and Timothy for doing it right, but then we find about Demas, who did it wrong. He gets half a verse. So 9 verses is God bragging on them, and then they were faithful to God. But Demas, who loved this present world, became a footnote to God. And one started and finished, the other started and fizzled. One was faithful, the other was faithless. Both started out loving the Lord, but at the end, one started loving the world. And I just think we got to get our eyes on Jesus, and we got to finish what we started.
That's pretty cool. Wow. So we get to hear it before he preaches tonight. Of course, when you hear this, it may be at a different date or time, but I just honor to sit down with you. You know, the way this guy rolls, and of course, he's going to accuse me of the same thing, but I don't know if it's true, but he's all over the country. And just for you and me to get on the phone together is like literally an act of God. And we're going to give God all the glory if we do get on the phone. But it's hard to play. We're in each other's voicemail all the time. It's hard to catch you. To sit down with you is such an honor.
Oh, no, Stu, thank you. And I'm thankful for your family. And people have always bragged about you and your dad and True Talk Radio and our mutual friend Nikita Koloff and then Randy Shepherd. And my son was just at Randy's basketball camp. But, you know, I live right outside of Capitol Hill. All of Washington's not bad. I lead a Bible study to lawmakers. I think the church was great going after the poor, but we failed to go after the powerful. And we're influencing and influencers. And I've been a chaplain now at 3 Olympics. And while they go for gold, we give them God. And Randy Shepherd and I saw 1,054 saved at the Rio Games in Brazil in 2016. Nikki and I were going to Tokyo in 2020 and COVID threw a curveball. But my background was politics. I was born almost in the U.S. Capitol. Mom and Dad both worked at the Capitol. Mom goes into labor with me. I joke some of y'all visit. I was born to work there. But I worked in 4 White Houses. But I just love that verse. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it for God's glory. And for those that don't know, my ancestor hand carried President Abraham Lincoln across the street the night he died. My family has protected the last 26 of 29 U.S. presidents. I wrote a book called Carrying Greatness. When my ancestor carried Lincoln, he carried, in America terms, the closest to the king of a nation. My dad's roommate in 1978, for 7 years prior, was a bodyguard to Elvis Presley. When Elvis died in 77, he became unemployed and he goes to FBI. What are the odds? For 12 weeks, too, he's my dad's roommate at the FBI Academy. When Elvis died, and his movie was just out in the theaters, when Elvis Presley died, the man that was known by billions, loved by millions, Elvis Presley's father asked my dad's roommate to be a pallbearer at Elvis Presley's funeral. When my ancestor carried Lincoln, he carried the king of a nation. When my dad's friend carried Elvis' casket, he carried the king of rock and roll. But I love Joseph Arimathea because he went up to Pontius Pilate, begged for the body of Jesus, and from Golgotha to the Garden Tomb, Joseph Arimathea became a pallbearer. And at that moment, he didn't carry the king of a nation or the king of rock and roll. He carried the king of all kings. And we all carry greatness. We carry God's DNA in our veins. He makes no junk. We are a royal priesthood, not because of a president or a queen in England, but because we're kids of the King. And I just think we're walking billboards. And I used to get excited to represent Jordan or Calvin Klein, but we need to represent Jesus. And we're so late in the game. You know, the answer isn't in Hollywood or the White House. It's not in Biden. It's in the Bible. Wasn't in Trump. It's still in the Trinity. And the White House is one thing, but the church house and your house is everything. And we're just pointing people to Jesus, because Schwarzenegger was not the first to say, "I'll be back." It was Jesus. And he's on his way.
He's on his way back. We're getting waved at by some. We got some Hulks next to us at this awesome. These men of God that break chains and talk about how Christ breaks our chains. We got all kinds of ministries over here. Man of God there with a beautiful visual ministry. We got all kinds of speakers. The Benham brothers are here. Nikita Koloff, General Jerry Boykin, Lex Luger, the Total Package, and Frank Shelton. They got to bring an evangelist in. But I love your heart for Christ. I need a pen to write down all the things you're saying, because it's just tremendous. Let me ask you this question. Who is Frank Shelton? I'd love to know how you came to Christ, but when you hear that question, you know, who are you? Yeah. For folks that you told us a little bit but have never met you before, what is the imprint?
Yeah, I'm just the eldest son of Frank and Sharon Shelton from Waldorf, Maryland. And my godmother led my mother to the Lord when I was 2 years old, and she was willing to share her faith. She didn't go to Bible college. She wasn't a preacher, but she cared and dared to share. And I'm so thankful she told my mom about the Lord and the first day gave her life to Christ. So we started going to church because someone cared to share. And the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons are going door to door. I think, you know, we should still share. But having said that, got saved at the age of 7, Stu. I'm at a church running 33. 9 was the pastor's family. And I got saved in July 1979 at 7. 3 years later is July 82. And that church running 33, we had a contest. Whoever brought the most kids to Vacation Bible School would win a prize. And I couldn't sleep for a week. And the Holy Spirit said, "There's a heaven and a hell. Are you going to invite some friends?" And I didn't know all the answers. But I started inviting friends. Got some no's. But in 1982, God used a 10-year-old from Maryland. I brought 22 kids to Vacation Bible School in 1 week. Fast forward 3 years later, I go see a movie called Rambo 2. If you got all the questions right, you'd spend all expense paid trip to Beverly Hills to spend the weekend with Sylvester Stallone. My godmother, who led my mom to the Lord, and I both entered, had a better chance of getting struck by lightning. We had an agreement, if I win, I'll take you. She rolled her eyes, "Frankie, if I win, I'll take you," because I knew two chances were better than one. She won. We flew at 13 years old in 1985 to spend the weekend with Sylvester Stallone, and we gave him a Bible, shared the gospel with Rambo at 13. So then fast forward 30 years later, Randy and I are chaplains at the Olympics in London. He got pictures with Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. I'm with Tony Parker, played for the Spurs, but Team France. His wife was Eva Longoria at the time. But we didn't start out with the finest athletes in the world. I didn't start out sharing with the famous. I just went after friends. Amen. And everyone wants to know Hollywood, but are you willing to minister to the homeless? Amen. So, and then I was on staff for 5 years with Billy Graham. My name is Billy Graham. I'll send you some literature. But then for 3 years, too, I was invited to preach to 120,000 at Nelson Mandela Soccer Stadium in Uganda. And then I have the honor to preach tonight, and just did an event with Daryl Strawberry at the Field of Dreams baseball field where Kevin Costner filmed in Iowa. Daryl and I, 8-time All-Star, 4-time World Series winner, we're on the field preaching the gospel at the Field of Dreams field in Iowa. But, you know, whether it's been heads of state or Hollywood or homeless, you know, we're just going after one more, because the angels still rejoice when one sinner gets saved. And in the world, I'll leave you with this, may not seem like a big number, but in God's economy, one is a big number. Mm. So just keep going one at a time.
Yeah, praise the Lord. That's the voice of evangelist Frank Shelton. He's preached all over the world. You heard. What a story. And please share this podcast, broadcast all over. We got the Truth Podcast Network and all of our, well, thank you, all of our wonderful affiliates. You know, we got some 200 affiliates to carry this program, AFR, Wilkins, some wonderful friends, some of the Salem Radio Network stations carry it, The Truth in Jacksonville, Florida, three big stations down there across Brunswick, St. Augustine. Frank Shelton, your challenge to everyone out there listening to this saying, oh, that's for that evangelism stuff. That's for Frank Shelton. That's not, you know, let's call him and get him to come preach to my people. What's your challenge right now to, if you truly are a believer, why is God calling them right now to go share the gospel with somebody? Maybe it's not Sylvester Stallone, but why give us a challenge as we get out of here to everyone out there.
Yeah, well, two things. Someone cared to share Jesus with you. Will you return the favor? And then number two, the FBI has 10 most wanted. I would encourage you to find 10 friends, family, neighbor, niece, nephew, colleague, class, co-worker, just 10 friends who you know, and just reach out to one at a time. Can I just tell you what Jesus means to me? Or would you go to my church this week? I'll pick you up. Maybe you're a lady listening and just say, hey, can I treat you to Starbucks? But I'd like to share my story. You know, you don't have to know it all, but you have to just point them to the one who made it all. And I've learned that they may question your theology, but they can never argue your testimony. And just like the FBI, no two fingerprints are the same. And you know what God's done for you, 9 out of 10 will listen. And I just believe heaven, not hell, is the greatest party of all time. And true friends are inviting you to the party. Amen. Without the guilt.
And this guy's inviting all kinds of people to the party to celebrate Jesus, the bread of life, to feast at the supper of the Lamb. Frank Shelton's his name. His daily radio TV program is called By Faith. How can people find you? You're on Instagram, social. We're connected on Instagram. You got a whole lot more folks on the social media than I do, Frank, Brother Frank. But what's the best website connection point, folks, to learn more about you and your ministry and support your ministry?
Thank you. FrankShelton.com is the faith-based, and FrankShelton.org is corporate and public school events. We'd love to bring revival to your town. We're great for a Sunday service, do men's conferences, leadership. But, you know, we don't ask for big budgets, and we don't need a big venue, but we can't deal with small thinking. Just think out of the box. God's coming soon. And you reach like the Jackson 5. Call my name, and I'll be there.
Amen. And if you don't know Christ, Frank, you got a quick word for someone out there just that stumbled upon this thing. They're like, who are these nuts talking on the radio interrupting my drive? What would you say?
Yeah, well, number one, you may not believe in God, but God believes in you. Number two, hell is too long to be wrong. And three, coming to Jesus is easy as the ABCs. A, admit that you're not perfect. B, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And C, confess with your mouth that Christ is Lord. Just whisper a simple prayer like this. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. You're the Savior. I heard that you died for the world, but I realized today on Truth Radio, if it was just for me, Jesus, the Son of God, would have died just for me. Denzel didn't die for me. Madonna didn't die for me. Beyonce didn't die for me. A president didn't die for me, but the King of all kings shed his blood for me. Your red blood will cover my dark, dirty past and turn me into snow. Father, forgive me, and I realize they put you in a borrowed tomb. Muhammad is dead, Confucius is dead, Buddha is dead, religion is dead, but on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. He's on the right hand of the Father. He's not a good way to heaven. He's the only way to heaven. And I'm asking you to save my soul, be my best friend, take me to heaven when I die, and I'm trusting you by faith. In Christ's name, amen.
This is the Truth Network.
I know pet grooming, but for small business insurance, I need my State Farm agent. They're small business owners too, so they know how to help you best. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call your local State Farm agent for a quote today.